My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Thursday, a little bit later than usual, because when you get Yogi Roth, you go when Yogi Roth can go.
Oh, we're on his schedule.
And that's what we do. The Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit PelicanBrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beer. It's independently brewed since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Yogi Roth, Big Ten Network, at Yogi Roth on Twitter, Elite 11. Dude's everywhere. He's one of our favorites, and he is going to be on the call for the Oregon-Idaho game this weekend, 4:30 kick, right here on the Fan and on the Big Ten Network.
Well, especially on the Fan, though.
Especially on the Fan. Good morning to you, Yogi. I am sitting here just like jacked out of my mind that I get to watch college football games tonight. Where is Yogi Roth in his excitement level for week one kicking off?
It's very high, and thank you for adjusting, because I'm on my kid's schedule. So it was drop off. There was no way I would have made it an 8 o'clock show, so thank you for that. I'm in LA here, heading to the airport shortly. And can't wait, right? You've got Dion and that whole thing tonight, kicking it off, a couple of the Big Ten games, and then away we go. I mean, football really through Monday. So it's all gas, as they like to say, no breaks in Austin, Texas. And I feel like a lot of the schools have taken that tagline. So here we go, baby.
Yogi, you were on with on Colin's show, I want to say, last week. They had a fill-in host, and I thought you gave a great answer to, like, hey, what's an underrated storyline? And you said Oregon State and Washington State being America's team this season because of everything that's transpired. I didn't think the host in the moment gave you a great particular response. I thought that was a great answer and explanation by you. I'm curious just how this whole thing has sat with you. I think we may have asked something to the effect when you first started the Big Ten Network, but, like, what was the process of accepting the fate of the old conference life now as a Big Ten Network guy? Still feels weird to say that attached to your name.
I think a couple things. One, like, you know, Jason McIntyre is really talented at what he does. I just think that the reality is a lot of people aren't tracking the Cougs and the Beavs just based on the nature of the sport. So when I said that, I think it did catch in and maybe others off guard, but I believe it. I think they got a shot to be America's team, especially if they can go out and make a little bit of noise. Imagine if Wazoo beats Texas Tech and then beats UW in Seattle, like, away we go, right? And now we're talking about possibly in the CFP. To the question around, like, how has it sat with me, I always go to the same thing, which is it's never going to sit well with me that 200 of my former colleagues are unemployed and looking for a job, and they kick butt by no fault of their own. They're seeking unemployment. And that, to me, has always been the worst part of this whole thing. The people that are directly affected by it, right? So many people on campuses, so many fans, et cetera, et cetera. But with that said, I'm also moving forward, right? And I'm excited about it. When I was sitting there you know, with one of your colleagues in Indianapolis for the media days, you look at all those logos and you're like, wow, this is really a national league. Like, it's way different than the SEC. The SEC's landlocked. Like, where are they going to expand to? Doesn't look like Florida State's coming anytime soon, and that's not necessarily on the water. And it's definitely on the West Coast. So I just think there is some enthusiasm around that. And then being, I think I was at 12 campuses in the month of August, like, just ripping every single weekend, every single week, just a different training camp. Yeah, you get back to football. And I think, to me, I don't know about you guys, but I was just, you know, you get exhausted over the last 3 years of, first it was Texas OU, and then it was SC and UCLA in the middle of the night, and then it became the media rights last year at Media Days. Like, it was really nice to just talk football and scheme. Mm-hmm. I don't think realignment's over. I don't know where it's going to go next. I'm always thinking about the Cougs and the Beavs, and I can't wait to watch, I think, a premier team in the nation, and one that's going to be that for a really long time in the Ducks on Saturday night.
Yeah, amen to that, man. Just getting back to actual football is going to be a lot of fun this year. I'm even there with, like, the Michigan storyline of, like, just I'm ready to move on. It happened. You can't tell me the games didn't take place. You can try and take away whatever you want, but I watched them win a national championship. I don't care about documentaries. I'm excited to watch football this weekend. Yogi Roth, our guest, is going to be on the call for the Oregon-Idaho game on the Big Ten Network this weekend, at Yogi Roth on Twitter. Let's get to that team that you're calling on Saturday, Yogi. Look, I've been around this program a long time. I went to the University of Oregon. Hard to think of a season in which they have had this high of expectation and just built up hype. They've had some great years. Obviously, Mariota and Chip, I know all of them. This year seems a little bit different. If I ask you, as you're looking through your charts for Saturday night, biggest question marks, biggest things you're curious to see, what's standing out to you going into game one for Oregon?
I mean, so much. We had our production call yesterday, and kind of the same question was posed by our producer, Danny Blunt. And I'm just saying, like, we got storylines for days. Like, we can talk about anything in the open, guys. I mean, there's so much. Obviously, the introduction truly into the Big Ten Conference, that's going to be a storyline in and of itself. I think Dylan Gabriel, from whatever it's worth from my lens, I've always looked at, you know, the phrase, the it factor, is one that was overused and undefined. So about 6 years ago, I did a documentary around that phrase and the quarterback position. And where we netted out with all of our research and interviews is that it's defined as someone who walks into a room, you feel their presence, and they make that room better. I've always felt that Tua Tagovailoa was number one for me. And being around Dylan Gabriel at the Elite 11 finals, he was a counselor, called a spring game, seeing him this summer in training camp during media days. I spent, I think, a decent amount of time with him. It's off the charts. It jumped to him. It's the best I've ever seen. And I think he's just got this infectious quality. So, I want to see all that. I think the question marks to me is, like, okay, what's the offensive line going to look like? You know, who's going to be at center? Who's going to be at guard? Are they going to rotate? You know, I want to see what that's like. I think an underrated storyline for them is their defensive front. I mean, they've got 10 second-year players, as in either redshirt freshman or sophomore, monsters on the edges, right, and playing that defensive line. I think that's what's going to allow them to compete with the Georgias, with the Texases, with the Alabamas, you know, with Ohio State. I mean, just think their competitive depth is off the hook. Is there a guy that is just a game wrecker, or is it by committee? I think it's going to be a question mark that we talk about all season long. And I think it's cool to have either or, but that's something that I'm definitely going to be looking forward to.
What are your expectations for Washington State and Oregon State, two teams that have just recently named their starting quarterback for the season? They've got an interesting schedule, some big non-conference matchups. They play their old rivals, but then they meet at the end of the year during rivalry week, and so that's a little different for them. Playing a pseudo-Mountain West team, teams, I should say. What are your expectations or thoughts or feelings of what Oregon State and Washington State will be this year?
I think they'll be America's team, and I'm going to double down on that for them. You know, just like I double down on, I think SC is going to be better than people think. And I think Oregon is going to be way more physical than people think the West Coast brand of football is. Same thing with these two teams. I think I'll start with the Cougs. They didn't lose as much as the Beavs in the transfer portal. Of course, they lost their quarterback in Cameron Ward, which wasn't necessarily a massive surprise, I think, to anybody. But John Mateer comes in to lead the way, and I feel good about this team. I had a chance to connect with Jake Dickert and their staff this week. They feel, you know, obviously enthused about where they're at in the program. The challenge is, and this is where, like, we have to continue to help out the nation around the teams that they're going to play, is they're playing kind of like, you know, in the Mountain West, it's like the SEC of the Group of Five. I mean, those are just teams that, you know, they're not going to be intimidated. Some of their rosters got eaten up a little bit in the portal, but not as much as anybody thinks. And going into some of those places is hard when you look at their schedule, whether it's a Boise or Fresno State, and what have you. It's just not going to be a run where they'll rip through the league with ease. I say that because they're going to be like the SC of the old Pac-12. When they play those teams in the Mountain West, those teams are going to have those games circled. So they're going to have to bring their best every week. I think the Cougs probably have a little bit better of a shot when you look at the non-con early on. Like, I give them, I think they can go beat UW. Oregon State, I want to see what they look like on Saturday, just because it's so many new players. Like Javonte McCoy, you look at the backfield, some of the wideouts. I just want to see how they've replaced them and what this offense is going to be. Coach Gunderson, I've known him for a really long time. His background's really diverse. So he and Keith Hayward and company, and of course, Trent Bray, they lead that school, right, on so many powerful levels. So I think both teams can make a lot of noise. I expect both of those teams to be, competing for national notoriety, right? I'm going to be presenting and connected to the CFP like I have really for the last 6 or 7 years, and you're going to have to place your case for these two teams once you get into late October, early November. And I think they're both going to have a really good case. And especially if they can make some noise early on, I mean, look out. Like, look, we know what rivalry games are, and I'm not going to say that the Beavs are 100% losing to the Ducks. Like, they're going to go out and give them everything they got. Can't wait for that game. So the nation will be watching in the month of September, and I hope that they catch fire and become America's team.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, I think it's a really easy cause to root for. Yogi Roth, our guest, Big Ten Network, Elite 11, the author of 5-star quarterback at Yogi Roth on Twitter. He's going to be on the call for Oregon, Idaho Saturday night. You mentioned USC there. I'm excited that that game gets a standalone feature on Sunday. Of all the games this weekend that I'm going into, many of them we're not quite sure what to expect because we just don't know what teams are going to look like. Florida State showed us that last weekend, all this hype and anticipation about their D-line, and then they get dominated at the line of scrimmage against Georgia Tech. What do you expect from the Trojans on Sunday night? And do you have a good feel on who this team is and what this team's going to look like?
I think I probably have as good a feel as anybody, just from being out of practice. And, I called their spring game. I'm connected to a lot of their players and their staff. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people. I call it a foundational year for them. So why that? Well, year one, they hit lightning in a bottle with the best player in the world in Caleb Williams, of course. And they didn't have to play the likes of Oregon at Washington. So they're just in a really healthy position in terms of being at their possible best. And they were. Year two, where they really struggled was the offensive front. And that, to me, is something that gets unnoticed in the portal. I'm a believer that it's really hard to rebuild the whole thing up front in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
They tried to do that. They really struggled there. I think those transfer portals this year has been a lot more efficient in terms of the players. And most importantly, the second year players, whether it's second year as sophomores or second year in the program, coming off the edge, they're really talented players to me. And Jamil Muhammad is a guy in his second year in the program. Anthony Lucas in his second year in the program. These receivers, I put them with Ohio State and Oregon as the best three receiving corps in the country. They're all sophomores for the most part. So I'm in on them, man. I think they're tougher. I think they're more physical. I like the scheme better. And they're going to score. I mean, they're just going to score. So I don't think this looks anything like Alabama SC, what was that, like 2017, 2018, when they just got rolled in Dallas. I think it's going to be a really competitive game. Both defenses had to rebuild. Both teams have quarterbacks in Garrett Nussmeier and Miller Moss who sat, waited, versus dipped to go play immediately and maybe get paid. So there's a lot in college football to like for this game. And I think it's going to be a tight one. I think it's going to come down to a couple snaps, a couple plays, maybe a penalty or two. But it's going to be one of those tight games. And wouldn't be shocked if SC made a lot of noise this year. And I think they're in the top third of the Big Ten. They might be in the bottom part of that third right now in my eyes. But Ohio State, Oregon are the top two. To me, is Penn State. And then I'm looking at SC. I know Iowa's got an elite defense. But the thing that gets no discussion is that that league has not faced elite quarterback play. Well, in a long time, yeah. And they're going to have to deal with that this year.
Well, even if they lose to LSU, just don't come out barking like dogs and then get boat raced, I think, is the only thing SC fan would not want. That's not a good look.
Once you do that once, you learn that lesson. Yeah.
Final one for you, Yogi, because we appreciate the time. I know you're super busy. You mentioned Gabriel, and you had mentioned that in your Elite 11 experience, Tua was the best. If you could elaborate a little bit, what was it about Dylan that makes you maybe elevate him over Tua? Because we've heard how Tua's done at a lot of those camps going into college and throughout. What did Dylan Gabriel show you that wanted to elevate that, and is he your Heisman pick?
Yeah, great question. Well, I'd urge you to go listen to his podcast with me. It's at yoption.com. It's my new podcast about college football through the lens of the West Coast. And he and I sat down for a while and talked about that very thing. And I just think that he's got this desire to connect to people. And you're going to hear me say it all broadcast long, the DNA traits of Dan Lanning's program: connection, growth, toughness, and sacrifice, in that order. And the connection one is one that Coach Lanning is so all about. I mean, a borderline obsession of making sure his team knows one another. And at the quarterback, right, if you watch their doc series called That Team Out West, you saw this beautiful moment where he's talking to Dylan. He goes, look, Bo had 2 years. You've got 8 months. Like, we need you to be more vocal. So I think he went in there with the humility that he has at a really high level and said, all right, let me just get to know guys. And then once the door was open for him to really be that guy there, he kicked it down. And you look at all the little things he's done, right? Like, instead of a Maserati, he got a van to drive the receivers around, right? Instead of making it all about him, he created an event where all the players came, and they called it Dime Time, when they went down to Southern Oregon, and he just started to throw and just spend some quality time with his teammates. And then I really watched the body language of people around him, right? Whether it's at media day and watching his teammates, you know, Ferguson and Bosser were both there with him. Whether it's being in spring game or watching what's happening in practice or on the sideline, talking to other people throughout the program, like the equipment manager or the SID, all of those things to me is exactly what NFL personnel do when they're evaluating somebody. Same deal for me, especially when you're evaluating a quarterback and you reference the Heisman. Clearly way too early to make any of those predictions because it's not a preseason award. But yeah, he's in the conversation. You know, one of my characteristics, I have a 10-point system on the Heisman, which I'm happy to take you guys through later in the fall. Mm-hmm. But one of it is would I pay to go watch that guy play? And I would. You know, and obviously a lot of other people would, as it's standing room only this weekend in their home opener. So I'm just thrilled. Oh, by the way, he can just deal. He absolutely can spin it. I think he's really gone to work there from spring until now. You look at the velocity of his ball, how the ball finishes on the face mask. And then I just say, go on YouTube and look at the final drive against Texas last year. You want to talk about being your best when your best is needed? That's exactly who he was in that game-winning drive as they came in a dramatic comeback against the Longhorns. So I'm just such a huge fan of who he is, how he performs, and really how he's grown from no offers, going to military academy, to going to play at UCF, to OU, to having the awareness to say, okay, there's another guy here in Jackson Arnold, the staff committed to. I'm not ready to go to the NFL based on my draft grade. I'm going to go play somewhere where I can play at a high level and compete for a championship. And he picked Eugene, and it just makes a lot of sense. And you look at Marcus and the eight and all of that. I mean, again, there's storylines forever in terms of why this guy, I think, has a true factor.
Yeah, Oregon fans, very excited to see him for the first time at Autzen this weekend. And you will be on the call. The man does everything. The Y Option podcast, go check it out, where you can hear that interview with Dylan Gabriel. Five-star quarterback. The new book is out, Elite 11. Big Ten Network, as I mentioned, on the call. Oregon and Idaho, at Yogi Roth.
Busy
on Twitter.
Guy, this we are Yogi Roth.
Always happy to adjust our schedule to the kids of Yogi Roth and Yogi Roth. Whatever the Roth family needs, we're willing to move things around. Thanks as always. Have a great call. Safe flight. And hopefully we can do this again soon.
Hey, 8:15 any day, guys. Drop off, got to be in by 8:15. Okay. Sounds good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.